Good morning, family. It is Monday, January 25th. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Taylor Jones podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, drop a like, and share this with a friend. Share this with someone that needs to hear the episode if you enjoyed it, okay? So we're going to keep it short, sweet, and to the point. And today I really wanted to talk about why moving out of your hometown is probably one of the most important ways and things that you really probably should really consider doing, at least if you want to create a good life for yourself and break away from old patterns of behavior. And that's, and not just, I'm not saying that you can't live a good life, a healthy life, by remaining in your hometown. Maybe that's the route that you choose to take, but I really do believe there's a couple things, I would say factors, that are important and make it a lot easier to do these things when you have removed yourself from your hometown. And the first one I would say is to live a conscious life, right? So what the thought that I had earlier this morning when I was on my walk here is it's very, very difficult to break away from old patterns of behavior when you're living in the same environment in which those patterns of behavior were created, right? So if you look at the way that our thoughts work and our minds and our, you know, behaviors, like every environment that you have been, are in, or will be in, stimulates within you a certain feeling and a certain series of events. So I think by removing yourself and going into an entirely new environment, maybe even one that inspires you or makes you feel peace, it gives you some type of contrast to view the previous experiences and then sort of begin to work with them and make sense of them and let that, whatever negative energy might be in from the past, pass through you. I actually noticed this when I went home for Christmas, back to Palmyra, my hometown. I was gone for several months, and when I went home, I immediately started having similar thoughts and ideas to when the last time I was there. And it was almost like this this weird connection to a previous version of myself that was trying to come out. So pay attention to that. So I think that's the first thing. From a metaphysical perspective that you might want to consider in terms of your habits and your environment, right? Your immediate environment. Okay, so what else? I think that the second thing that might be really, really important is just connections and opportunity. You know, a lot of us didn't grow up in big cities. A lot of us did grow up in smaller cities with not a lot of opportunity. So by staying local to where you are, you really limit yourself in your potential network and your connections that you can make by just staying small, okay? And a couple other things I wanted to mention too. I know this is a lot, but this is a really important topic that I feel nobody talks about. When you're deciding where you want to go, don't put too much pressure on yourself to pick the perfect place. Like, oh my gosh, I'm leaving, but like I want to, like, it's really easy to get into analysis paralysis. When I started deciding, like when I made my decision, like, okay, I need to get out of my hometown, it was probably over a year ago, okay? But really it took me a long time, probably over 11 or 12 months before I found Miami and was like, wow, like I really feel like I'm home here. You know, and I did a lot of traveling throughout other cities and talking to people about, you know, different places. So it takes time to sort of pick up on the vibe of different cities and different areas of the world that you might see yourself living in. So be patient with that process and don't feel like, and try not to get stuck in analysis paralysis. Know what type of person you are. For me, the best way for me to figure out where, how I feel about a certain place is to go there, actually. So I did a lot of traveling in 2020 to become clearer on those things. But yeah, guys, these are sort of my thoughts on the importance of moving out of your hometown. I really, really hope you guys enjoyed. If you've had an interesting experience, or if moving out of your hometown has changed your life, feel free to drop a comment, or you can DM me on Instagram That's going to be, my handle is @TaylorJones_official. Also, guys, for the date of this recording, I said is about the 25th of January, 2021. If you guys are interested, we are going to be doing an event in Vegas, Jameson and I, teaching people how to sell on Amazon. It's going to be Friday night and all day Saturday, in-store sourcing and classroom sessions. So if you guys are interested, you can get the tickets now. You get your virtual ticket or in-person ticket at TaylorJonesRA.com. That's TaylorJonesRA.com. Okay, have an amazing day, guys, and God bless.